Spitwads on this week's Spit Hit. We're looking to trigger some people. That's why we're talking about the most overrated activities. Look, if you like these activities, you're going to get triggered because we're telling you they're overrated. They suck. We're also going to get a nice look into Andy's parenting life as he exchanges texts with quarreling siblings live on the show. Be sure to stay tuned and check it out.
What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Babadoo, 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 a biggity blam!
I think I liked it. I think that was okay to me.
Let us sink
in. I mean, I don't understand the babadoo.
Thrice.
Yeah, I mean, you stuck with it. You're like, today is National Babadoo Day.
And what's wrong with a little Babadoo?
I liked it. I was a fan.
Yeah.
It definitely finished strong. You didn't throw any extra syllables in there.
I've been accused of being
a
squeedist.
A squeeger. Spitballers, welcome in. Would you rather highway to spell in a draft on today's show, drafting the most...
Wait, what was
that? What was that?
That was you talking about Highway to Spell. And I am one third of this group, and I nominate that we
you
get rid of
that. You don't call it Highway to Spell?
I'd say we get rid of that segment entirely because
I hate it. I think it's great. But, Owl, I make a motion. All future Highway to Spell episodes must also coincide with Jason Scatting. Can we just get everything that Jason hates?
I will skip every third episode.
We'll get a Jason Explains in there too.
Oh, great. Fantastic. What have I done?
Now, how did it work out on the last Highway to Spell?
I went out right away. as I participated while you two were spelling much better words, I realized I would have gone out the second round and the third round. Here's the thing. We've done this a couple times, and I was okay. Like, the first time we did this, I was fine. I was in
You'll
the
be better
to win.
Today. You want to know why?
Why?
He's starting with some easier words.
Oh, hallelujah!
I don't know, man.
Oh, don't give me hallelujah, please. I have no idea how to spell that.
We appreciate you supporting the show at SpitballersPod on Twitter. SpitballersPod.com is the website. Figure out how you can be an official Spitwad member. Thank you for telling your friends, reviewing the show, all of the things that make podcasts grow.
Look, if you are in an office, I command you, pause the episode.
You're commanding people?
I command.
Oh, man.
I commit. Yeah. You
know, this is not an option.
Yeah, if you've been commanded. If you're in an office, pause the show, peek over your cubicle, and say, hey.
Guys.
Hey, check out this podcast I'm listening to.
You have to do it now.
Yes.
I'm having a real dad moment here.
Uh-oh.
Do you want to peer into my life?
Of course.
My daughter is 6, and she's texting me.
Oh, that's
okay. Well, that's on you.
Problem one. And
bad parenting.
Look, it says, Dad, Caleb said he will cut off my finger.
Oh, okay. And that is Big Brother.
That's Big Brother.
Okay.
And then I said, what? And she replied, and he's telling the truth.
Oh,
with what, though?
That's Do you want great, me to ask?
Yes, please follow up.
Look, I got it. His intent and weapon of choice. Because if he's just like, I got a cheese slicer.
Right.
You know,
I'm
you have nothing to worry
about that. If it's like
butcher knife, you got a problem.
Well, I'll keep you
door.
Posted. we'll keep you posted on whether or not my son cuts off my daughter's finger.
Okay. I hope he doesn't.
Yeah, me
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Caleb said he will cut my finger off with scissors.
That's a problem.
Okay,
I feel like
are these
tell him
child
not
scissors?
To.
Now that's good parent. Your first good parenting. Tell him not to.
So that's what my
I would recommend maybe text Caleb.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Well, but hold on. I mean,
don't cut her finger off, please. All right, take care of it.
The boy's hand.
Is it strong enough?
Is it strong enough?
No, I don't think so. I mean, We'll find out.
Stay tuned. Because, like, I feel like my hand is... I could get a child's finger off.
Oh, gross.
Oh, mercy.
Well, I would...
But you're probably right.
Yeah, thank you, Jason. I mean, but like
not a, with a pair of scissors.
Yeah, with the, I could get a child's finger with a pair of scissors, but oh, but a full grown hand.
Oh, man.
I don't know if I could.
No, they would have to be called shears at that point.
Yeah, but that's like, not a scissor.
Well, I mean,
or those hedge clippers.
Well,
oh,
well certainly,
I mean, I can get a wrist.
Yeah,
I can get
an arm, no problem. Those things, those things are amazing. Whoever invented those like hedge shears, those are crazy. Not the ones with the long blades. The ones with like the 3-inch blade with the long handles.
Oh yeah.
If it can fit
it's
in there.
Because it's physics.
Leverage.
I mean, it's gone.
Well, we'll keep you posted. I may have to leave.
Yeah, well, certainly. Anyways, so I hope you and your office cubicle mate are enjoying the show.
Yeah, and your daughter with four fingers.
Oh, man. Let's do some Would You Rather.
Would you rather?
Parenting is a full-time job, man.
Yeah, you got to stay on top of it. And we also, I mean, this is a show, we try to help people out. We're all dads. Parenting via text is really the way to go.
You find it easier?
Well, I mean, it's the way I all my conversations with my children.
Dad, in-house?
Dad, can I talk to you?
In-house, it's just
and
all
then
text.
You pull out your phone, say, sure, bud, just, and then you walk away.
Just point. I do mine through my Alexas.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
The announcements through the house, so there's like
yes.
a public shame, too?
Yes. Make an announcement.
Yeah.
Please don't cut off your sister's
That's
finger.
That's right. I guess I could do that from here, couldn't Ooh, I? Mm-hmm. Riggles McTiggles from Patreon has a Would You Rather question for us.
Well, thank you for your support, Riggles.
That's a funny name.
Would you rather have to speak like the Count from Sesame Street? Anytime you say a number out loud, or act like Dora the Explorer every time you are in a drive-through line.
I don't know how often I say numbers out loud. Probably more than I think.
Yeah, far more. Look, well,
but I know how often I'm in a drive-through
line.
I was gonna
say, far more than the drive-through, but I rescind.
And then I have to scream it. I mean, there is no worse show on the planet than Dora the Explorer. Concept, fine. Execution, horrific. Everybody screaming everything. I'd like a Big Mac number one with an extra large Diet Coke, please. Kill me.
That inflection was so good. Because it is. It's max volume, and it is just, you're talking semitones of modulation. There's no real expression where you go, real high to real low. No, it's,
no, it's
just a slight
nasty
variance.
Awful, you know, scratching nails on a chalkboard.
If you did that at a drive-thru.
No,
Swipey!
Oh, my gosh.
It's did you not Dora?
Oh, I know. I did Dora. Okay.
I'm a map. It's the worst. And anybody out there who hasn't seen Dora, just...
Is Dora still a thing?
Yeah.
Of course. They came out with a motion picture like 2 years ago about Dora.
Yeah, but the motion...
A motion picture.
As we call it.
And you got me saying...
At the cinema.
Look, there was a talkie that came out featuring Dora. Did you see it?
I did see it. It was pretty good.
It was
it
good.
Was okay.
It was live action?
Yeah, it was live action, and it was very tongue-in-cheek.
Yes.
Of, like, it was highlighting the clear and obvious problems with the cartoon of... The shouting and like it, so in the live action, Dora will just start monologuing, but then everyone else it's like, who are you talking to?
That's
what are
funny.
You doing?
If you had that voice in a drive thru, you would see the employee leap through the drive thru window and run away.
Do you know how many burgers I would get just with a loogie in it?
Yes, yeah, so everything you eat is covered in spit now.
Yeah, they are doing whatever they can do to ruin your food because you ruined their ears and their day.
I can't think about the number one in a way that it would negatively impact me too much.
It's just real silly. And sometimes you got big numbers.
So let me think. You're at the store and you ask somebody, hey, is that thing over there? How do you
$5.99.
There you go.
I feel like your entire sentence, if you know that a number is going to come
the
out.
The whole sentence.
Excuse me. Is this $12.99?
Get out of my store.
Now, there are more drive-thrus than simply food. Like, imagine you're going through a drive-thru teller at the bank.
Oh, man. And that
I have a check to deposit.
Oh man. I mean, it's literally, this is like, I can have fun with the count, right? We're in the office here, and we're talking about our quarterly reports, and we're talking about, you know, and we laugh at the count and how silly I sound. But there is no redeemable quality to me screaming at your face in uncomfortable tones.
But imagine for a moment, I know we are not these people, but imagine you're like an agent. You're a sports agent. And now you're negotiating for your client.
I've got a deal for you.
Your $2 million is no good.
Can Dora have a serious conversation about something?
No.
Like, oh, what? Goodness. I mean, Dora grows up, right?
Her
and Dora
dating?
has a kid, and then she has to give like serious advice to the kid.
What's her kid's name?
Dora?
Give me a kid's name for Dora. Well, she doesn't have one. What would it be?
Well, Diego was the cousin, if you want to talk to the cousin.
Diego! Come talk to me. I have something important to say. I mean, just kill me. No, I'm taking the count for
You've
sure.
You've got to say no to drugs.
Don't do drugs, Diego! Man, nobody can... So, like, right now, I hope everybody... paused and told someone about the podcast because they're all gone now.
Yeah.
Because we have just screamed in their ears like Dora.
Well, actually, everyone else in the office has heard the podcast through their
I'm
headphones.
Going with the count one. Final answer.
Yeah.
It'll get old, but every once in a while it'll be funny.
Red Daddy from Patreon. Would you rather never be able to ask or receive help from Al Borland for anything handy?
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Or... have to fight the Suns and Four guy?
I think this is worded
it's a little too timely.
It's very timely. So we probably need to look. We don't know when you're listening to the episode, but the Suns and Four guy, there was a playoff basketball game between the Phoenix Suns and the Denver Nuggets. As occasionally happened, clearly some people in the stands had too many.
I had a few too many drinks.
Had a few too many libations, and they end up getting in fisticuffs over a sporting event that they are not even participating in, which is nonsense, right?
But it happens all the time.
But it does happen.
A brawl in the stands.
And so this video went viral, and he became the Suns and Four guy because he won the fight.
He
and then
beat the tar out of that guy.
He won the fight, and then he declared that his team was going to win in four games.
And then they won in four games, and that's what really catapulted him to fame. But basically, this guy controlled two other men.
He looked like he had experience in the fighting game.
Right. He looked like if you or me or Andy were to get in a fight with him, we would have false hope. We would be like, I think I could take him. And then he would grab me by the shirt and keep punching my
face.
Now,
that's why if you have to fight him, you got to go shirtless.
Oh, I always fight shirtless, Mike.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would never. I mean, unless it's a gi, I'm shirtless. I mean, that's how I fight. Whenever I get into my fights, I always. And usually it's the ripoff. I don't do the takeoff.
Oh,
I do
the Hulk Hogan
style. Yes.
And you do that a lot.
From time to time. I mean, you know, it's been a couple of days since my last fight, at least. At least a couple of days since my last
fight. Percentage of fights that are shut down by the vigorous shirt ripping.
Once they see it.
Yeah, your display of levels of testosterone.
So far it's zero, but I think soon I'm going to really pressure them to quit.
Do you think there is a problem exposing the man boobs?
Yeah, that's why it doesn't, like, they're like, oh my gosh, look how strong
he
is.
Can I answer for him?
And then they go, wait a minute, this guy's got some rolls over there. I think I could take it. They don't realize what kind of insulated padding that gives me, though. Like, body shots don't work.
Like, who was Butterbean? Do you guys remember Butterbean?
Oh, yeah.
That was, like, the most out of shape guy you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah, my hero.
He was dominated.
I know this is going to be dated at some point, but what made the Suns and Four guy so hilarious was, first of all, the other person attacked first, tried to sucker punch him. Then he wins the fight. Then he goes back to essentially casual fandom by saying Suns and Four. This would be like if you're in a Starbucks line and you're fighting with the person behind you, and then you turn around and say, yes, and I will have a Venti Mocha Frappuccino. Like, nothing else has happened.
While you're still holding them.
While you're holding them and throwing one last little punch in there with whipped cream.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'll go with the never asking help for Borland.
I'm taking him on. I'm fighting the Sons of Four guy.
I don't think you have a choice with how, like,
how much you depend on him for your manhood.
Well, yeah, yeah. So compare your, which you're fighting all the time, as we've documented.
Right.
But how, with your fights all the time, compared to how often Owl Borland is at your place fixing something.
Oh, way more. Way more. I mean, I fight probably 1 to 5 times that he's fixing something. And sometimes it's his fixing something that causes a fight. If he doesn't do a good job, then me and Owl got to throw down and take that shirt off. And and he knows what it means. He knows we're getting into a fight.
Does Owl do the same shirt removing?
Does he take off his shirt?
Owl never takes off his shirt. He tried to rip it once, couldn't do it, quit forever.
And a lot of your fights are generally, those are like road rage incidents, right? Where you just get out of your car and just rip your
shirt off. And that's right. That's 100% right.
Okay. Ryan from the website, at a party, would you rather be the person who opens the food container and packaging and takes the first portion, or the guy who takes the last portion of food? This is a real thing. What's funny is I've noticed this. We've hosted, you know, people over a lot. And if you don't open the package for people, some will not do the opening.
Mm-hmm.
They feel like they are violating some code in your home, where I've put out a bunch of fresh bags of chips as though I'm trying to do something nice.
Mm-hmm.
But they will either only access the already open one or just wait for somebody else to open it.
I'm that way.
You won't open?
I would not see the bag and
the
think.
The shameless Jason Moore will not open the food?
I look, there are standards. And when you have not opened.
That's your one?
That's one of at least six. When you place a food item out, I believe it's for show at first. And then when you open it, you say, now we can eat. It's kind of like the lid on an entree. You know, if you come, you know, you get room service. Until they take that lid off, it's not time to eat. Which, of course, because there's a lid on the food and you cannot reach it.
I am far more dog-like when it comes to party food.
You sniff?
No. Oh. As soon as I recognize that the host is bringing out food, I'm following him. I'm like, my social bubble goes away because it's time to eat. And then they will put it down and I will open this thing immediately because the food's out, man.
I find myself, the older I get, the more my life revolves around being the first person to eat something.
Yeah, you want to take the scraps or
I'm
do you want
to
so get
the best?
I'm so
impatient about food. You threw a costume party. All I was thinking about was food the whole time until the food came out.
Yeah, and I will say this to get back to the question of whether you want to be the first or the last. I do not usually open the packaging at someone else's party. If I'm not the host, I wait for the packaging to be open. But if I have to choose between being first or being last, you got to be first. Because when you're when you're last and there's a little bit left, I can't take it all. I have to leave some. I don't want to be the guy that like completely like, I wanted some, but you can't have it now because I ate the rest of it. If I eat the beginning of it, whatever. That's what it's meant for.
I'll eat the last if no one sees me.
Oh, okay.
If you and that's a strategy thing. You just keep everybody's. Oh, what's that over there? And then the last three yogurt pretzels are mine and we're done.
Do you come with like, you go and you grab the small plates, easier to hide, and then you walk quickly by, you scoop it onto the plate, you walk straight to the bathroom, you close the door, you eat in the bathroom and hide your shame? Is that what we're talking about?
That's a whole nother question that I would like to know the answer to. How much is too much snacking at these parties? Because sometimes do I have to conserve for other guests? What is the statute of limitations for my second, third, fourth, fifth helping?
And
if the plates are too small, I mean, are you telling me something with your small plates? Like you only should have a little bit?
They could be. But I mean, number one, back to the question of normalize opening the food. Like get that old tradition or whatever the guilt or shame you feel. The food is out there for you to eat.
Okay.
I, Mike from the Spitballers podcast, I am removing all of that shame from your life.
Thank you.
Get in there.
Okay.
Also,
I will obey.
When there is, if the remainder on the buffet or whatever, the serving plate, if that can fit onto your plate, it's good to go.
So if
you may take the rest of it.
So if I can get a serving plate, then I am good to take the entirety Because no, according to your
plate,
rule.
The plate you have been provided as the official eating plate.
Oh, it's okay. I brought my own.
What if you went, like, you've got the.
That's a cookie. That's a cookie sheet. No, that's this is my plate.
What could you theoretically, I mean, that'd be funny to go to somebody's house. They have the little serving plates. And you go take one of their porcelain plates right out of the cabinet.
but you ask. But you grab it out. And then once you're holding it, you say, can I use this? Because they're
they
backed into
say?
A corner.
No?
They're not going to say no. They're going to say, sure.
They already have to wash it.
That's right. You take it out. You lick it. You say, can I use this? Yeah. To go right ahead.
Update from home. He said he's not going to cut her finger off.
Can you believe him?
He said that she's being a brat. That's why he threatened. Oh.
Well, I mean, I would say that's completely warranted.
That is
there.
Very punitive.
If someone's being a brat, I usually threaten amputation of appendages a normal, you know, response.
And she said he was laughing throughout the threat.
Oh,
so I don't know if that's
maniacal. Oh. You got a Joker situation happening.
It was like the count, though.
How many fingers will I take? One, a two. And then all of a sudden you became an owl from a Tootsie Roll commercial.
Mark from the website, would you rather have a 25% chance of stubbing your toe when you walk into a room or a 50% chance of forgetting what you went into the room to do once you pass the doorway?
That's already what it is. Say,
this is so easy because already there, bro.
You have those moments?
Oh, I'm greater than 50%. At this point in my life, when I walk into a room and if I get any slight distraction, like if my phone buzzes, if I hear a noise, it's gone. There was a fleeting moment and I have no idea why I'm there.
Have you ever done that with a store? Have you actually gotten to a store?
Okay,
and then not remembered most of why you went?
I mean, I guess if you're going grocery store and I give the wife, she's like, do you want to write it down? Like,
oh no.
No, I got this.
Oh no.
And this list of 10 things.
Is three?
There's three by the time I get
home.
No. But it's too late. I'm already committed. I can't write it down.
You told her you don't want to write it down. This is on you now.
I can't check in. It's now.
It's pride.
It's pride. And now it's when I get home. I got to remember what it was because they are definitely out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a pro move right there.
And the moment you're in the store after you filled your cart with three items and the whole store is before you and you're standing there going, now
it's
what
like
did I need?
It's like the scenes in the movies where it zooms in and zooms out at the exact same time.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, there's a lot of options here.
Guess I'm out of here.
Do you just walk the store trying to remember?
I've done that.
Yeah.
I've done that. There's no
every
shame.
Aisle looking around. Was that the thing I needed?
Yeah. I mean, the truth about this question is that the doorway effect is a real
it's
thing.
It's like a portal.
It's a scientifically studied phenomenon, the doorway effect, where when you change rooms, sometimes it resets your thought process. This is real. Like, you Google
is
it.
Is this real or is this Dr. Donuts talking right now?
Oh, man. I would always listen to Dr. Donuts, but no, it's a real effect. I mean,
he forgets things every time he enters a bakery.
Yeah. Oh man, I forget everything else other than why I'm there. That's the one place where I remember exactly why I walked through this doorway.
I need two scones. I need three glazed donuts. I need five jelly filled.
That's right. I mean, I'm a machine. I am a machine when I get in that bakery. You just watch me work and stand in awe. I mean, get your cameras out and watch what I can do in a bakery, my friends.
When's the last time you stubbed your toe?
It's actually been a while.
Couple days ago, I had one coming out of the bathroom in the corner. It got me good.
None of you have you ever broken one?
Yes.
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The only I have broken. At least so I the two maybe I've maybe have three breaks in my
so this
entire
is a big
life.
Thing for you this is a
no
frequent-
not toes no I was thinking oh. like bones ever and I thought I've I feel like I've told this story on this podcast but anyways for those who have not heard it I've known Al Borland for
little too long
a lot too long
okay.
Let's be honest about that but during that lot too long period there was a time we were young men we were in high school. And Al Borland and his crew, they went to a different school. And somehow they got
his entourage.
Hey, you guys were doing a video for the announcements?
Yeah, for the morning announcements. Yep.
So I don't know. This was all new to me, but I had a decent sized backyard. By that I mean my parents had a decent sized backyard, and they wanted to do it there. So we were doing just stupid kid stuff. We were on a trampoline, and then everyone was going to jump off, and then they were going to do their announcements. I misjudged jump, like not a, like a full jump off. We're talking, you're just casually getting off, but I went toe straight into the metal bar, and it was like a foot pain I had never experienced. But I'm on camera. So I am a professional.
Don't you be a weenie.
So I finished the shot. I think I end up on a ladder or some just wild stuff.
And you just and pretending then, like you're fine?
Yeah, and then afterwards, I'm looking at my toe. I'm like, that one's not okay. But so, yes, I have, in fact, stubbed my toe so hard that I broke it.
Wow.
It's very unpleasant.
My father broke his toe. I was with him, and it was so ridiculous. We're in the ocean. We're in the water. The waves are coming, and I'm telling you, man, if he got 1 or 2 inches off the ground, I don't remember it. All of a sudden, he's like, "Ow! What happened? Did something bite you?" No, he broke his toe.
Wait, hold on.
I don't know what he like raised up. It couldn't have been the water.
It's the Toshin.
But
very nice.
It was basically like as the waves were coming in, you know, you jump the waves a little bit. I think he barely jumped up and then came down on his toe.
I was trying to give him
that's
the credit.
That's impressive.
I was going to give him the credit. Like, there's rocks and coral. There's all sorts of stuff that you can't see in the ocean. So you're saying it was just a playful timing.
Yes.
Of we're going to jump the wave as everyone does.
I think he broke his toe on sand and water.
Which toe?
I think it was the long one, the pointer? On the Moors second toe.
Is your toe longer than
yours?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, mine too.
Oh, I got perfect feet.
Yours are all
angle. Yeah.
Really?
I do too. My second toe is longer.
No, correct.
Perfection.
Yeah, correct. Mike's not friends with anybody with a longer second toe.
That is true. I mean,
yeah, but I can grab stuff with these feet, man.
Oh, I can throw a baseball, man.
I can open a banana.
Had I never, unfortunately, broken my toe, could have been a foot model.
Really?
My feet are incredible.
But now it's just wrecked.
Yeah,
I
mean,
look at this.
It's not wrecked, but it definitely. Eyes that are not looking the same direction?
Don't know where to look.
You have a lazy toe?
Yeah.
He's got a lazy toe.
All right.
It doesn't bend the best.
No. But did you get it repaired?
No.
No, you just moved on.
Yeah.
Yeah. That like a
I waited.
Like a man.
I waited for weeks while this thing was in agony. It hurts so bad.
All right, Jason. I'm sorry to tell you. We're moving on.
Highway to Spell.
All right, I am on a winning streak. I've won two of these. I'm surprised that you even make me participate. It should be a battle for second.
To be fair, we don't have a choice.
That to be fair, you're right.
I'll bow out. I will do that for you, Andy.
You'll be the judge.
I'll be the judge. I will Google these words and let you know.
Now, the message in our show doc says, you failed me last time, so you are demoted to fifth grade. That is what Al has sent us.
Yeah.
Were you a little disappointed in not me?
In not you, correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Got it. Makes sense.
Also in not Mike.
Now, do we start with Mike? We should start with Mike, right? Because he's the scatter today.
I feel like this is getting personal.
Well, but it wasn't Andy and it wasn't me. We'll never know. It could have been any of us.
It could have been any of us. That's the worst part of this.
All right, let's begin. I think Mike should start, though.
Okay.
Because he was the scatter today.
Me.
All right. So your fifth grade level word is?
Beginning.
I hope I'm right. This looks so wrong what I wrote down.
I think Mike is a little worried.
It looks wrong, Jason. It doesn't look right. No,
there's no way what I wrote down is right.
He's Hold writing on. Again.
Okay, no, it has to be.
Okay.
It has to be right. All right, beginning. B-E-G-I-N-N-I-N-G.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, that's what I wrote down. It looks so wrong when you write it down.
It looked wrong, but then I went to one N, and that looked like beguiling. Oh,
that was a smart strategy. Write the other one, and if it looks
worse. And that one looked worse.
Okay, let me tell you something right now.
You are fogging up.
My palms are sweating. We play foosball, and sometimes
vomit on your sweater.
Mom's spaghetti. I mean, it is my. I am legitimately
nervous.
Nervous here.
Spell nervous. No.
Oh, please no. Don't give me a word. Wait, three letters.
Don't
go.
Give me any word.
Give me word.
All right, give him. Give
all
him
right,
his
Jason.
Word.
Your fifth grade level word is
disappoint.
Yes, I will.
Man.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is not fifth grade.
Oh, yeah.
This.
Oh, no.
This is hard.
Oh, no.
This seems.
I feel like I've messed this one up before, but I think
where?
I got it.
Oh, no. Talk, because I got to write several different versions of this.
Oh,
if
no.
If you fail here, you will disappoint Al.
Oh, no.
Holy moly, man.
Oh, there's too many options here.
Is it one S or two S? Is it one P or two P? Oh, my goodness. This is a nightmare.
I don't know where the double is.
Oh, my gosh. Is it both? Are there two?
Way to spell.
Oh, I hate this.
I feel really inept right
okay.
now.
Okay. I'm so confident
I'm
about
confident
the first three letters. Oh, man. All right. I'm going to go with what I wrote first.
That's
oh,
smart.
No.
Shoot. Okay. D-I-S. Nailed it. Now, I'm going to go with A.
Keep going.
P, D-I-S-A-P. P-O-I-N-T. Oh, I did it! I did it! I am the smartest yeah. man alive.
Yeah, I.
Holy, I am sweating like this. Now I know what it's like to do hard work and come out on the other side.
Great job.
Thank you.
This is fifth grade, right?
Yeah.
That's not, that was, I'm Jason, that was not a fair word.
Thank you.
Well, look,
I got it
what's
right,
mine?
But it was not fair.
All right, your fifth grade level word is
opposite.
Oh, okay.
That's easy.
Opposite. O-P-P-O-S-I-T-E.
That's what I wrote down. That's okay. Why do you always give him the easy ones?
I was a little worried that I went too fast, and then you end up failing.
That can happen. Overconfident.
Yeah. All right. What are we going up to? Sixth grade?
We're moving
so far,
up to sixth grade.
For the record, I did spell all three correctly, but go on.
For your own record?
For my record. For my morale.
Yes.
I would pass the fifth grade spelling test.
All right, Mike, your sixth grade level word is
concentration.
Concentration. Okay, concentration. C-O-N-C-E-N-T-R-A-T-I-O-N. Concentration.
That's how I have it. Okay.
I felt good about that
one. Yeah, that one was pretty easy.
I mean, concentrated.
The only question there was the C or the S, and it was pretty easily a C there.
Yeah.
What are you giving advice now, Hotcha?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm going to try to bring our youth up to my speed.
The true hiccup is these dumb double letters.
Yeah, don't give me any double.
We should reinvent the language. Jason, you are up.
All right, Jason, your sixth grade level word is
vacuum.
Oh, shoot. I get this one wrong all the time.
Do you?
Yes. Oh, man. Talk.
The devil's in the details, Jason.
Oh, man. Oh, no. Oh, no. Shoot.
I think you could give him the word box right now, and he would be like, wait, is that CKS?
Oh, my gosh. There's no chance I get this right. I mean, there's
You're
none.
You're fine.
Yeah,
You're fine.
It. You got it. We believe in you.
Oh, I don't.
Just think about how to spell vacuum and you're good.
I am looking at three different words.
Three?
And none of them on my board are the correct spelling of vacuum, of that I'm sure.
If you get this wrong, I will want to know your alternate spellings.
Only a vacuum sucks as much as you do.
Thank you for the usage.
This one's not a
language of origin.
This is a quick one.
Oh my god.
You got it quick,
he
Mike?
He has yeah, oh yeah. I mean
okay.
Yeah, that's what I had. Same as you, Andy. But for the listeners at home, Jason, I think he's up to six. I think he's
six
up to
versions
six
of the word
spellings.
Vacuum.
Five. Okay,
but I think some of them are the same.
You
I don't
think
know, man.
Some of them are the same?
I'm just writing.
You're
the
not
word,
sure,
and I'm sweating like crazy. Okay,
now we're up to
is
six.
Is there an expiration?
Yeah, I can't lose if I never go. That's what I know. All right, V.
Nailed it.
A. Mm-hmm. C. Ooh. All right, I could go a couple different ways here.
Yes, here is where the fork in the road does appear.
Okay, is it a C or a U? Vacuum. Glasses are fogging. Okay.
Can you see now? You've removed the glasses.
I cannot see my board, so the glasses are going back on. Do I go with what I spelled first, or do I go with what looks better? I'm going to go with, oh, there's no way this is right. Oh my gosh. Dude, this is just, okay, all right. For the sake of the show, I've got to go on. V-A-C.
This is terrible.
V-A-C. Vacuum. This is so vacu. Oh no! Wait.
Okay. Here's Jason. No. Yeah. Well,
let him go.
The last thing I'll say is the amount of time you've already spent hemming and hawing over the spelling has already.
I've already lost.
The shame is already there. So just now, just throw it out.
Okay.
Rip the Band-Aid.
This is wrong. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, vacuum. Yes! I did it! Okay, alternate spellings. This was my first one, vacume.
That was your first go?
Shut up, Mike.
Vacuum?
Hey, buddy, vacuum.
Then I had vaccum.
Vacuum?
I don't know, man. Then I had vaccu stop. I stopped writing that one.
Oh.
And then vacuum. Oh, so I wrote the correct one twice. I'm a genius.
Don't doubt yourself, Jason.
Well,
you're doing
done.
Great.
You're doing great. You are alive.
Well, you should doubt yourself a little bit because your first spelling was wrong.
No, I just doubt myself the correct amount.
Yeah.
All right,
impressive.
Andy.
Yeah,
your sixth grade level word is
denominator.
Denominator.
Now take your time. This is really tough. So
D E N O M I N A T O R.
Okay,
that's
you had it. Now, Jason, did you write it down as they were calling it out?
No, I got it before.
To me, it's your first instincts.
No.
My first instinct was wrong. Mine was vacuum.
It's not your instincts. It's you got to use my first instinct on the word.
Thank you. I will use your first instinct.
Are we up to seventh grade?
We are. We're all still alive.
We are.
At this point, it's all gravy, gentlemen.
Absolutely.
We're basically geniuses.
Yeah.
I'll remind you, this is where Jason got out last time.
This is where we started last time.
All right. Yes, correct. Mike, your seventh grade level word is?
Pronunciation.
Oh, gosh. Pronunciation.
All right, this one's getting a little.
All right, I got mine. I for the record, I wrote it down first.
I have two spellings on this one.
Yeah, we got to. Give me the word again, please.
Pronunciation.
Does it change?
Yeah, the middle is a.
Does
could
it
be a
change
problem.
From when you go from pronounce to pronunciation?
That's the question.
What I did.
I'm sticking. Okay, pronunciation. P R O. N O U N C I A T I O N.
That's how I have it. Oh, yeah!
I don't think so. My first was the U. P R O.
Is the U taken out?
U N C I A T I O N.
That is correct, Andy.
Wait, okay.
The O is taken out.
Well, the O U. Oh, yeah, just the O. Yeah, yeah.
So it's P R O N U N?
Correct.
So it is spelled pronunciation, like the way I said it.
That's so dumb. Like how 40. Gets rid of, like, four is F-O-U-R.
Right.
And then 40 is F-O-R.
But you're still alive because we could both fail.
True. I blame Americans.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, like.
That's fair.
I'm pretty, I feel confident that if you go over to England, they will say pronunciation.
That's what we said, too.
Yeah, you spelled it pronunciation.
Yeah, I know, but I feel like it's.
All right.
I think you feel like a man who misspelled
a word. I want to not get last place here. Give me an easy one.
Okay. Your seventh grade level word, Jason, is?
Reprimand.
Come on. One more time.
Reprimand.
Come on.
R-E-P-R. Can I hear that one more time?
Oh, my God.
Reprimand. R-E-P-R-I-M-A-N-D.
Yes, I beat you,
Mike.
Yeah, that's why I said, come on. You beat me. You also misspelled my word.
Oh, that's true. That is true.
So you would have been out had you gotten a different draw.
I'm the smartest man here.
All right, Andy. Your seventh grade level word is?
Lucky.
Yeah, oh, if he gets this wrong, yeah, I win.
That is correct.
Oh, yes.
Brochure.
That's easy.
Is brochure. It? B-R-O. Hold on.
I think that was
yes, I was about to fail. Now I'm having.
Oh no! Okay. Okay. I'm sticking with it.
B R O C H U R E.
Yeah. Yep.
I was in the middle of reading it without the H. That Ooh. Was my first writing.
You were gonna procure.
Yeah, and then I realized that don't look right.
Procure.
Yeah. All right. Back to Jason.
I probably would have got that right too.
You're skipping me. I'm still in.
Sorry, bud. Jason. Your eighth grade level word is?
Questionnaire.
Okay.
Ooh, questionnaire. I know where the fork in the road is on that
All
one.
Right, I'm just going to go with what I wrote. I don't know if it's right or not. Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N-A-I-R-E. No!
Yep.
There's another N.
Another N?
Correct. There's two N's.
Yeah.
It's questionnaire?
Yes. I told you I knew where the fork
That's
was.
So stupid.
And you went the wrong way.
Why did you tell me to go with my first instinct?
No, he said go with Andy's first.
Yeah,
instinct.
My first instinct was right on that one.
And Andy spelled it right.
I should have listened.
Andy, if you get this correct.
Don't do it.
Three in a row for you.
No, right. Don't do it.
Your eighth grade level word is?
Vacillate.
Well, come on now.
What?
Vacillate.
Use that in a sentence, please.
I would only think like this thing is vacillating, like, but that's not.
This thing, the word is vacillate. That's what you just told me.
The example sentence I have here is she has vacillated on this issue.
What?
I'm going to go with my first gut. Like I said, I would.
V-A-S-C-I-L-A-T-E,
vacillate.
For the record, that's what I wrote. Oh, okay! I'm back in! I spelled this one wrong, and I'm back in!
Is there another vacillate?
It is V-A-C-I-L-L-A-T-E.
Oh, we were way off.
You guys All right. are so dumb. I had it right.
We have to go again.
For the record, I had it definitely right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I spelled brochure right, too.
Jason, you're back up.
Love All this right. segment.
We're staying on eighth grade. Jason, your word is?
Endeavor.
Oh, easy. Well,
is
maybe
it?
Not. Maybe not.
Is it?
It seemed
no,
easy.
No, it's easy.
Okay. I think that if this one feels like a trap.
Oh, wait.
Oh, no, this one's a trap.
Mike's just giving commentary.
Yeah. The E-N-D-E-V. I feel
is
confident
this an
about
official?
That. Yeah, that okay. wait. Yeah, that's the beginning. E N D E V.
Okay.
But how do we hoor this?
Endeavor?
I'm between two here.
Endeavire?
All right.
Yeah. See, that's why it's you have two written down. There's a little sneaky.
Okay.
A little sneak, all right. sneak.
I'm going to go with my second one, which my second one I assume would be Andy's first. Yeah. Is that the way to think about this now?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so I'm going to go E-N-D-E-V. E-O-U-R?
You messed up at your presupposition that it was E-N-D-E-V.
Oh,
it's,
for real?
It's Endeavor.
E-A-V?
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
And then what's the end?
O-R.
Just O-R. Oh, so I was way off. But I'm not out. Let's get Andy to lose.
Let's get another,
All right, another shot at it.
Let's get a word we know.
Andy, your next eighth grade level word is?
Susceptible.
This game is never ending. Susceptible.
Oh, crap. Hold on.
We are the smartest men on the planet.
Nope. I'm going to need four tries on this one. Susceptible?
Oh,
S-U-C-C-E-P-T-I-B-L-E.
Oh, yeah!
Sorry, I lost the drop for a second.
Oh, no, happened? That was great. That gave us suspense. I was
Wait,
so excited.
Wait, how did I get it wrong?
S-U-S-C-E-P-T-I-B-L-E. P-T-I-B-L-E.
You went double C.
Sure enough.
Oh, man.
It looks more right that way.
I am so smart. Yes.
It's going to be the longest show we've ever done.
Someone is actually going to be crowned a winner here.
Please.
All right, Jason, back to you. Here's your word.
Existence.
Existence. Jason, your word is existence.
Boy, this is the opposite of the last time we played.
Oh, man. Yeah, which...
Well, not really.
Is it E-N-C-E or A-N-C-E? Oh, man.
That's the name of the game. Which vowel is it?
E-X-I-S-T. Existence. Final answer. can I hear it said one more time?
Existence.
He says E. He did not say an A. I'm going E. E-X-I-S-T-E-N-C-E. Yes! You shook your head no, Andy, and I was right.
It's E-N-C-E.
Yeah,
it is.
It's not existence. Now I can lose again?
Yes!
All right, go for it.
Oh, no. That means if you get this right, we're on to ninth grade?
Dilemma.
What? What pronunciation?
Dilemma.
There you go.
D-I-L-E-M-M-A.
Yeah, what the heck is this? What's this easy word?
Ninth grade, let's go.
All right, let's go.
Oh, my gosh. This is never going to stop.
All right, Jason, your ninth grade level word is?
Handkerchief.
Oh.
Handkerchief.
I don't know how to spell the chif part. can I hear it said one more time, please?
Handkerchief.
Oh, yeah. Oh, double them up. Come on, do it.
Okay. This is so awful. H-A-N-K-E-R-C-H. IEF. It's a handkerchief.
It is. No,
no. Oh. Is there a D in there?
It is a handkerchief, but there's a D. H-A-N-D-K-E-R-C-H-I-E-F.
It's a handkerchief?
Correct.
Oh, Mike is right from behind.
Freaking pronunciation.
Andy, here is your third chance at a victory.
At this three point, chances at a win.
At this point, I'm rooting for you.
Surveillance.
Sir. Oh, gosh. Sir. Oh, no.
I've got an idea if he gets this wrong.
My problem here is the ending. I'm going to go with my gut since this works so well. S-U-R-V-E-I-L-L-A-N-C-E.
Oh, wow. Man.
Three-peat. Good job.
Oh, wow. That is good stuff right there. That is good stuff.
If I had lingered on that word any longer, I was going to get it wrong.
I was very wrong.
You were both shaking your head at me.
Dude, like the second letter, we were way off.
All right. Let's thank you, Al, for this wonderful game that you've invented. Let's move on.
The Spitballers Draft.
All right, this one will be very interesting. We are drafting overrated activities. That's it. Overrated activities. Things people do that they say they like doing or that get much esteem.
Yes, yes.
And yet they're overrated. They're not worth your time.
And I have built up a very fine list. Like, my list is incredible.
Very, very fine.
I'm glad I have the first pick. But at the same time, I have two picks that have to go first.
Interesting.
But clearly I cannot.
Yeah, by rule.
By rule, I have to pick one. And this is a playing the game.
You trying to trade for the third and fourth pick?
No, because
I know your two. I'm going to write them down. I think I know your two, and you're playing the game thinking.
I feel very strongly that one of them I know for sure. Would not make it through Jason twice.
Which is what's going to have to happen.
Yes.
So you got to go with the other one.
So he's going to pick that one.
So, yeah.
Or you could just let me have it.
Wow, when you say it like that.
Because they both suck so much. This is painful. All right. Go with your first instinct. Pumpkin patches. Pumpkin patches are a waste of time. They're stupid. In Arizona, they're always hot, so you're sweaty. There is there's dust and allergens everywhere. What's the deal with pumpkins? What do people want pumpkins for besides making a pumpkin pie?
A jack-o'-lantern.
I'm going to draft jack-o'-lanterns on here, too.
I will say that whole tradition is not my favorite. But it smells bad.
I don't know. Wait, what was your message there, Owl? What were you saying?
I said I never would have thought of that, but it's a great pick.
Okay, thank you. But I don't know. And maybe it's a male thing. I don't know. But I don't know. And none of my friends actually enjoy a pumpkin patch. If you are there, you have been taken there against your will.
I enjoy one pumpkin patch, but it's not just a pumpkin patch. It's, have you guys ever been to Mortimer's Farm? It's up north in Arizona.
He's the other mouse in Mickey Mouse.
That's
right?
Correct. Yes, that's correct. No, it's got like a pumpkin patch, but then
it
hay
sounds
rides
like
and
it
a,
sucks.
And a
yeah,
maze
you know what,
and
you know
a
what else sucks? Hay rides. Why do people you're like, hey, let's jump on this wagon full of stuff that's going to put 50% of you into an asthma attack that's going to send you to the hospital?
I guess your Those list is entirely asthma related, which means this next one that should have been the 101 that I get to pick. Probably still applies because it's dumb. I'm gonna draft it, and then I'm going to draft the name, and then I'm going to reveal the name. I'm going to draft walking uphill, which sounds so stupid, but then people call it hiking, and they think, oh, okay, let's go hiking. No, I don't need to walk uphill. That's so stupid.
But you get to walk downhill.
You have to walk downhill, but you have to walk downhill once you're completely exhausted. Walking up the side of a mountain is so overrated. It is stupid. It is not fun. Andy, I remember you telling a story about your wife wanted to bring you hiking, and you went hiking, and it was the worst.
Well, I had a very specific criticism for that hike, which is I don't want to go on a hike where I go to an endpoint, turn around, and go exactly back the same way.
That's what all hikes are.
There's a lot of hikes that are loops, and you go around the mountain, and it's all one fresh path, and that I like.
Hiking was one of the things that came to mind. However, I'm just coming off of a family vacation where we went to Sedona.
Yeah.
And the whole point of the trip was we went on this hike, and it was incredible. Like, it was the scenery was beautiful.
Would you have called it overrated?
No, but the specific—
Was it a hike where you went to one point and then came back the exact same way?
Yes, it was. But you got to walk by all the beautiful stuff. Again.
Your
the
scenery, though.
Yes. The hiking, because we, in Arizona, hiking means you're going up a dead desert mountain.
Yes, there's no beauty.
There's poisonous animals. There are plants that want to murder you.
Yes.
And then you go to the top, and then you come down. So
avoid the thorns, cactuses, scorpions,
different.
And snakes while you walk uphill.
So you're drafting hiking with your 101.
Yes.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. Or as you call it, walking uphill.
Yeah.
All right.
It sounds way worse when you call it walking uphill.
Which is what it is, doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I was going to go
they
with something.
They rebranded.
Something that's kind of this is tough because I'm trying to play the game. I mean you guys have to draft four more picks after me, so I'm gonna start with jogging.
Mm-hmm. Running was on my list. That was
jogging, running, whatever you want to call it, like the activity that is just I'm just running on pavement. I'd rather bike, I'd rather play sports, I'd rather hike. But just straight running on pavement is going to, I think that's overrated. And it's really esteemed, right? You're a jogger. You buy your jogging shorts and your jogging shoes.
They are a proud people.
They're
the runners.
Proud people. The runners are. But it's bad for your knees.
Yeah.
Oh, I hear that's so dumb.
What?
Like, my wife says that to me when I talk about, like, man, I should really go running. Oh, it's bad for your knees. I promise you, running is good for my health. Like, yes. Whatever it does for my knees, that's the excuse that we're given to be like.
So is hiking, Jason.
Yeah, hiking's very good for your health. But no, I have at points in my life been a runner or a jogger, and I have on several occasions like gotten halfway through my jog and my knees just felt like they were grinding, and to the point of I had to stop, and now I'm like far away from my house and I have to limp home. So I am on team, but certain people's knees that do not hold up to like a lot of jog, maybe a couple times a week, but usually once you get into it, you can't skip a day because that's against
your routine.
It's the religion of running. You can't Can't stop.
Yeah, I know a guy that's ran every single day of his life since the 70s. He's like one of the record setters, because they do this. They have a thing where you log your runs, and they know what people have run, which people have run the most consecutive days in like the last 50 years.
So that man has like had the flu.
He's found over,
and then ran.
He's found over $10,000 in loose coins over that time.
This is the guy at one of the running stores.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've met this guy.
Yeah. He's found like $10,000 worth of coins over 50 years.
That's
if you run every day over that a lot of time.
That's not that much money.
That's pretty cool. Overrated activities.
Oh, come on. Come on.
I'm just deciding who to alienate here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've got some.
Because the whole point being overrated is that it's highly rated by many people.
It's accurate, Jason.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just gonna speak from the heart. This is personal. I know people love it. They love all these things. But I'm gonna say cooking.
Okay.
I think cooking's overrated because they have services now where they do everything for you. Except for the cooking.
It's called a restaurant.
Well,
you get to the... I couldn't get it out.
The restaurant does the cooking. Yes. Yeah. They do... I mean, they'll ship you the exact portions with the instructions.
They do make it easier.
And we
and
still
delicious.
Don't
I
love...
I love them. I love cooking.
Yeah, Jason's all about it.
I'm all about that
we
life.
We still... Well,
he's,
and I know...
Did you know he's a chef?
Yeah, I've never heard that before. We still don't necessarily get those services all the time because they're time investment. And... while it can be fun and probably rewarding, I'm not good enough. So I'm spending a ton amount of time to make mediocre food that I barely enjoy. And then I have to clean it all.
I do hate the cleaning.
The cleaning is really the part of the whole procedure that gets me. So.
Yeah, some people aren't made to.
But I am thankful for the recipes and I'm thankful for the ingredients made for me, because that's one step that I can.
So I thought Mike was going to take cooking, because I know you don't like to cook, but I thought you were going to draft that first, because you know I love to cook.
Oh no!
And so
wait, what? Know. Why would I draft something that I thought you would never draft?
Or the opposite of that? I thought you were going to draft. I thought you were going. I thought you were between cooking and hiking, and we're going to take hiking and let cooking go, because you knew it would get back to you, but it wouldn't have. All right. I am up, and this one is
the one was, I thought you would take pumpkin patches, because we have been united in not liking pumpkin patches, but apparently you like one of them.
Yeah.
It was probably me.
Yeah, I think
okay,
it was
maybe.
I think those farms all stink.
They do.
Farms
usually
stink.
No, that's
stink.
Part of it. Yeah, they stink, but they're also in the sun, Mike. But they also have a lot of hay and animals, dung.
You should jump in this pit of... corn.
Somebody, what happened is somebody decided, like, a farm is hard work, right?
Yes.
It's like, I've got to work all day long to maintain this farm. And then somebody said, but what if we make it a tourist attraction and they come and do it for us?
People will pay
you wanna
to visit.
You want to come chuck some corn? That's a feature.
No.
Chuck some
chuck.
Corn. Yeah. Yeah. That's a
you
thing that they put on a sign.
Chuck it. Really?
They put on a sign, come chuck your own corn.
They're like, $10, you can milk this cow.
Seed this field for us.
I got a way to get a bunch of shuckers in here. I like the corn maize, personally, but, all right, my...
Achoo.
My next one that I'm going with is the activity that I think is just... I've talked about this before. It's dumb. It's stupid. It's boring. It's pointless. You pay money to do it.
Okay.
It's museums. Going to the museum.
Oh, you are so wrong. You are so wrong.
Snooze fest.
Look
at that old jar. It was old. Let's continue walking, but be quiet. Be quiet. This is a fancy place.
Now, you have some attention deficit things, right?
It's a disorder, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, I've seen you bow out of, like, me telling you something if a five-second YouTube video commercial comes on. So, a museum
is... A lot of times YouTube videos are pretty cool. Those commercials are...
But you've never liked museums. They're too boring for you.
They're
now, you
way
went to
too
the,
boring.
Didn't you go to the American History Museum and not like it?
Yeah, the big... Oh, yeah, that was super
boring.
That
place is amazing.
That was amazingly
because
boring.
Because museums are so awesome. Oh, that's fine.
Okay. What if the museum curator was like, look over there.
Yeah.
There's a new bone.
That would be so bad and so much better.
All right. Well, he's pooping on. We're all pooping on stuff the other people like to do.
I love museums.
All right.
All right. Well, excellent. My second 101 made it back. And admittedly, this activity brings me far more anger than it should. This, like, I don't just think this is stupid. Like, when I see them, I have an actual visceral reaction that I should not have. And I admit this, but this is who I am. And now, like, we have actually reached the point of life because people, of course, we have to one-up each other. I saw someone else do it. I have to do it bigger, badder, to the point where we are actually, like, burning down forests because of it, because people are morons and we have to do this. Gender reveal parties. Get that crap out of life. Not
you don't
just
like
my
those?
Life. No, they make me upset.
Why?
Because they're so stupid. What? This is call me old fashioned. What happened to at the birth going? It's a boy. Why do we have to have this huge elaborate prank set up where I'm trying to hit this balloon and then the blue powder goes out and everyone goes, oh yay, and then we're done.
It's fun.
I wonder what the moment after finding out is like those. That must be a big letdown. It's all a build up, but afterwards you're like, okay, and I guess they have some cake. See, that's the good one.
Yeah, it's where you slice the cake open and then it's either blue or pink on the inside.
Because either way, I'm eating cake. I don't care what the baby is.
They are the worst. People have gotten out of control. Like the fire that started, the forest fire that started.
Oh, they started a fire with one?
Yes. One of our big fires over the last year was because idiots have to have their stupid gender reveal party.
I've never seen Mike so passionate.
If I do the gender reveal cake, I don't think I'm starting any forest fires.
Well, you might. The candles.
That's true. Wait, you have candles on a gender reveal cake?
I guess you probably wouldn't.
You are 0 years old. I'm just going to blow on the cake.
All right, Mike, you brought the heat with that one.
Stop it.
Okay, all right. Two surprises from
you're
Mike
still up,
so far.
Bro.
You're back
oh,
up.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. He wants that
he
to count for both.
Did not realize.
Yeah. No, I did not realize. Well, that was like
gender reveal balloon parties and gender reveal cake parties.
Okay, so that was the one that I was most impassioned about. All right, let's tear them down. Let's tear down all the traditions. I don't remember we were just talking about this on one of our podcasts. We have so many podcasts. I can't keep track.
Leatherbound podcasts.
And I get it. It's a big fancy party.
Oh,
I'm not a big fancy party guy. Weddings.
I thought that it's on my list.
Weddings,
not
are,
marriage. I'm pro marriage.
Yeah, don't look. To each their own. You want to get married? Good. You don't want to get married? That's fine. But weddings. Don't make me waste my time to go sit down while you can profess your love to each other. You can just tell me, hey, we got married. And I get it. Sometimes, there's always cake. But usually at a wedding, it has to be fancy and ornate. And they have to have fine dining meals. And it's food that I would never, ever order. So I'm suffering through that. I've had to get dressed up, which is on the list of things that I hate doing. And I'm using my time. I could be doing something way better. Stop it. I don't want to go to your wedding.
We talked about how expensive everything is.
Yes.
That part, I think, stinks. For sure.
I'm going to regular Walter Matthau over here.
Yeah,
this is a grumpy old man. Yeah,
I was going to say, this is not a good show for Mike. That's what I just learned.
And not
this is a bad show for Mike.
Not, but here's the thing.
Can we go 12 rounds, please?
Here's the thing. If I invited you guys to a party, let's say I'm having a dinner party on Friday, just a casual Mike right
for
dinner.
Your friends or just?
Yeah, for my friends. So two people will show up to this party. For my casual friends, I have a party. And then to come in, you need to bring me a present. You need to bring me a gift.
I couldn't be further away from you. I love weddings. I love them. They're one of my favorite events. I love celebrating the marriage. I love the dressing up and the giving a good gift. Like, I actually like, because I love people, Mike. This is foreign.
Which is weird.
I know. But giving
Did
them
you know that they're the worst?
Something to help celebrate their lives, I love a good wedding. But you want to know what I don't love? Well, you want to know something that's super overrated? Since I feel personally attacked here, I'm going to attack back. I'm going with something that I know both of you two gentlemen love.
Yeah, museums.
And, no, not something that stupid. Something that actually a lot of people love. Like, I would say the majority of people really love this. And I almost didn't pick this because my son, who listens, loves this.
Uh-oh.
I just don't. And this is just something I've never understood. We've talked about it. I don't get it. Collecting things.
It's actually on my list.
Really?
Yes.
But you collect shoes.
I know. And that I was going to talk about how I do it, but it's still dumb.
It's so.
I recognize that it's dumb.
I don't get it. I don't get the value of things that are supposed to be worth something because someone says so. Like, my son has Pokemon cards. It's like.
Rarity.
It's a piece of paper, man. It's a piece of paper.
But everything in life can be boiled down to it's just this.
Yeah. I just don't get it. I think it's overrated. And to say, people spend millions of dollars on this stuff.
Yes, they do.
And it's like, okay. To each their own. Overrated.
All right. This won't be a surprise to anybody if you look at me. But I think that the...
Working out!
I'd set that up for as many things as you want to give me.
You already took running.
I'm gonna
showering.
Sunbathing.
Oh, man. You don't
that,
like...
At this point in time, people sit out...
Yeah.
...and give themselves cancer to get a different shade of their skin color.
Well, you put on some sunblock.
Then you don't get the tan.
You do.
You really don't.
You get suntan lotion instead of some block lotion.
No. I've read about this before because the idea that you could get a tan and not get cancer would be great. But that doesn't exist.
Well, the suntan lotion now, it gives you the cancer.
Well, that's possible too. But maybe it's because in Arizona, it's not actually like, relaxing to do this. It's dangerous.
Yeah, it's painful.
Like, if I was on a beach, I guess I would get it a little bit more if the wind was blowing by.
Yeah, I don't.
But I've seen these leather.
Oh, yeah.
Leather body.
Leather-bound bodies.
Yeah, they committed their whole lives to, like, not only will I get cancer, but I'm going to change my entire skin color.
I'm
going to
look real stupid while I do it.
But I will look reptilian.
Yeah, reptilian. So I think that's dumb.
Yeah,
Al, you agree with me on that one?
Completely.
In Arizona. It's literally like saying, "Hey, do you want to play?
It's sunburning.
Be human bacon. Like that's what you're just literally turning into bacon as you can feel your skin crisp in the sun.
Even in Cali, though, like I'll go to the beach and it's fun to play in the water and stuff. But the people that just want to lay under the sun for hours and hours, that's dumb.
What I like on when I go to the beach, I like to be in the ocean, but I also can just lay there. I'm not actively...
The goal is not for you to sunbathe.
Yeah.
Lay there with an umbrella over you in the shade.
Yeah, I'll
book or something.
I wouldn't mind getting a tan, but I can lay on a beach and do nothing and just have the sound of the ocean and the feel of that bring me life. But I'm not sunbathing, I guess.
Yeah. I have a couple tough decisions here to finish mine out.
Oh, you're down to your last pick.
My last pick here, I'm going to go with 3D movies.
I completely understand that. 100%. And that was not on my list. That's great.
And if this show was overpriced, it would be the same thing. But they cost more money, and they don't really add. There's been one movie in my life I've
Avatar.
Watched.
Avatar.
Avatar.
And that was great.
That's the problem is.
And it was kind of first time of seeing something cool like that.
The problem, and I don't disagree with your saying that they're overrated, but the problem is it just became a cash grab. For Hollywood, they were not filming in 3D. They were not bringing a new medium. They were taking movies they already made and then running them through a process so it kind of looks like it's 3D so they can charge $5 more for every single ticket.
Yeah, it just doesn't.
But the true 3D movies, I think, are cool.
Well, overrated. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I'm not disagreeing with you because they ruined it.
If I ever have the choice... On a movie?
Oh, I
always
never
choose the regular movie.
It's all like the 3D movie's all dark.
Yeah.
It's hard to see.
All right.
It's coming at me, but it's very difficult.
No, I love that pick because I hadn't thought about it. And I think that's one of the rare things that is almost universally known to be overrated. Like literally, nobody's like, what are
more
you talking about?
Them.
Those
more
are the best. More. I want to spend more.
They've
kind of
died out, haven't they?
Yeah, they have because people are like, these are overrated and overpriced. Okay, so. I'm going to go with something that I don't know that it is highly rated, but it is highly utilized. It is done all the time. And for me, get it out of here. For Mike, get it out of here.
Oh,
for
wait,
Owl,
I'm on board.
Get it out of here. I don't know about Andy yet, but wiping your butt. Wiping with toilet paper like it's... like we're Neanderthals.
You're going to need to elaborate.
Because we
right
are.
Right now, it just sounds like you leave it.
Bidets. The bidet life is the only one for me. Now you can't go backwards. Wash your butt. It's so much cleaner.
Yes.
It's so much nicer. It's better in every which way. And if I have to go to a bathroom, like if there's, let's just say, an emergency, and I'm at a restaurant and I've got to use a public place, I know the nightmare I'm in for. Because I've gotten used to a pampered life down there.
You don't even know how to wipe anymore.
No, I just pat dry. Pat dry from my cleanness.
All right, Mike, final pick for you.
And a pat dry when there's no bidet.
Not good. That's called a mat dry.
Yeah. You're just mashing it.
Mash dry.
It does not get a job.
Take a deep breath. Be careful. I don't know if you can get impassioned about something else we care about.
Well, I definitely can.
Friendship. Totally overrated.
I had one on here specifically. Once Jason started going on the defensive, I had to play defense against your defense.
Mm-hmm.
So I
you were going to attack Jason?
I had one ready.
Which is fencing. Which also overrated.
I've never done. Never
fenced. It seems like it'd be a ton of fun.
Yeah, it seems like it would be very fun. All right. Well then let's just attack the young people.
Yeah. Take this.
Clubbing.
Okay.
Oh, totally.
What,
okay.
I get that MTV created a generation of us that we aspired that this was it. This, once you become of age, this is how you go have fun. You go into a place that is so crowded you can barely move. It's so loud you can't hear yourself talk. You can barely breathe. You are suffocating.
Now this is dancing, right?
Yes.
Not beating clubbing. Someone with a bat.
I'm not
hitting, a seal.
I'm not hitting baby seals.
Okay.
Which is slightly overrated. I not totally, but
underrated.
Yeah. No. Take that, baby seals. But the act of going, like, you can't communicate to people of who you want to dance with, so you are just imposing yourself, which is like weird and gross. And the communication of do you want to dance together? It is the person either stays there or they move away, and but the violation has already happened. Like
I'm glad I never did it. I can say to this day that was never, and there was never an attraction to that for me.
I was convinced that this was like, MTV convinced me that this was the thing that I needed to do, and I went the one time, and it was clear that this is not for Mike. There's way too many people here.
Is this your story about your?
Yeah, about how I was so poorly dressed. Now maybe if I was cooler, it would have worked out. And
just a self-conscious weird environment.
I could have been like a chick magnet or whatever at the club, but it was I do not understand. And it's still in movies, like they go to the club show. It's in slow motion, and everyone there is just smiling and like no,
they're having the time of their lives. I mean, they're all deaf, completely deaf.
You're like, you're just a liar. 90% of those people are not having a good time. They are just doing it because they think that this is what they're supposed to do to have a good time.
I think the pandemic didn't really help that scene in my mind either.
Clubbing?
Yeah, it's like everybody in there gets what everybody else has. All right.
This was just the disease.
I did have some backup ones I'll share. NASCAR was one of them.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, you're not going to get much argument.
So that was one. Buffets, I think, are overrated.
Oh, you're an idiot.
And then I also was going to throw retirement out there. I think retirement's probably overrated.
Okay,
sit around waiting to die. Get do something when you're old.
I have golf on my list. I think that's a little overrated.
That's dumb.
I've got
yes, because you're underskilled.
If I was great at golf would be the best thing ever. It's overrated because I suck at it. Fishing. Picnics. Reading. Ooh. You know.
No exercise for you though.
Oh, it was yeah.
Well,
no,
exercising your brain is off limits for Jason.
That's right. I don't like to work up a mental sweat.
So on my list, I did have collecting, fancy dining, but I kind of lumped that in with the wedding. Musicals, for the most part, are very, very overrated.
That hurts.
Yeah, well, there are some that are great, but for the most part, very overrated. And then if Jason came at me again for my final pick, I was going to go with cruises.
Oh, you're man. We have
you guys are not
very
friends.
Different desires of life.
What did we learn today?
That me and Jason are mortal enemies.
I learned that I am allowed to open food at parties.
Yes.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I learned that unlike Owie Owie Al Borland, Mike has a very high pain tolerance. He endured a broken toe.
Yes. When I was younger, I definitely had a higher pain tolerance. And I learned that Jason and I, well, Jason likes stupid things. Let's put it that way.
Yes, I do. Guilty as charged.
Well, you guys should like each other after Highway to Spell.
Mm. Well, I was a big loser. Yeah. You were a loser, too.
Yeah.
Did you really win? I don't know.
Last man standing.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.